13 to 10, and Peter Snowden joins me now. Morning, Peter.
Morning, Sean.
This must seem like deja vu for you when you start hearing the talk of the Everest come around each year.
Oh, they're good memories, mate. There's no doubt about that. But, we're blessed to have won it once, let alone twice. So we consider ourselves extremely lucky.
And when you look at the success of it, the interest in it, and I mean, there were 23 bidders or suitors looking for that slot. Well, the first year, everyone thought, wonder how this is going to go, and everyone was potting it. By gee, hasn't it taken off?
It's amazing, and it hasn't waned at all. It just keeps building momentum. And be talking this much about a race that's still 2 or 3 months away, it's remarkable. But it just shows you what it is, the interest that it has, and interstate as well. It's just good to see Victorian fighting out of a spot as well, which means they've accepted it and embraced it, which is fantastic for everyone, I think. So it's been a great mindset. It's been very well promoted, and it's been a great concept all around.
Peter, do those races in Victoria interest you?
Oh, definitely. All races interest anyone. And racing with horses, Sean, it doesn't matter where it is. You go to where your horse has the best chance, and look after your owners, try and get some results for them. So where we race doesn't matter. I know money is a good thing, but it certainly doesn't tie us down anywhere. But options are plenty, so we're certainly in the box seat, trainers and owners are with horses at the moment.
Have you got a potential sort of a number two slot holder to Red Zell? You'd look at trying to get into that Scalacci?
There's a lot of water going on the bridge yet. What we do and what comes, who knows, Sean? It's good question. We'll answer that shortly.
All right, we'll leave that one in the inbox for a while, Pete.
Yeah.
All right. Red Zell, how's he travelling at the moment?
Yeah, he's good. He's excellent. He's probably 10 will be saying we could trial as close to the 5th of August at Gosford. I've penciled in, but that's not definite yet. It could change. So far, he's been excellent. I'm really happy with him. And things have touched wood. We've had no issues at the moment. He's been really good.
Leading up to the Everest, what sort of program have you got penciled in at the moment? How many runs would he go in fresh? What would you do?
Possibly similar to what he had last year, the Concorde shorts and the Everest. That did change last year with the setback, so things should always change. But that's the plan at the moment. It's similar to what we had the first year. So he's pretty straightforward. As long as nothing goes wrong, all plans seem to be easy early, but you never can foresee what may happen. But, for what it's worth, at the moment he's in really good shape. He's very bright. He's had a great spell. The problems we've ironed them out now, and hopefully comes back the old horse he was, last year and the year before.
Well, good luck with him. Now today you get some nice runners. Satin Socks, a lovely filly out of Satin Shoes. You haven't put it to this filly too much. You've given her a run, let up, one run, let up, and she won nicely the other day.
She did, and she won in good time and good forms come out of that race as well, which is always good to see. Just been a little bit immature. Nice filly that's just been a bit not temperamental, but just needed time, and we've afforded that. And even from my first run to this run, it wasn't intentionally. It was just races were hard to find. But when we found this one on the calendar, we pigeoned on this one, and it looks a nice target for it.
Le Cosmo in the same race, lovely Lonro filly. She's probably been stiff not to have won a maiden by now.
Yeah, frustrating. 3 starts in 3 seconds, but. Couple have been bad luck runs, but look, she gets it. Both horses get their chance today. They're both drawn with gates to get the right sort of run, so I do expect both fillies to be very competitive today.
All right, Snippet Speed, you've got going around in race 5. Just a lovely, honest horse and a nice win the other day.
And yeah, look, he's no superstar, Sean, but very genuine. And given the right circumstance in the race, he's certainly capable of running really well here today. He's come on nicely. Got a nice draw to put himself in the race where he needs to be, and he's a hard fit horse now, too. Even race, he's definitely got a good chance on form.
So today, Satin Shoes be your pick, Pete?
Probably the most promising, but all three are in the right race for them. I wouldn't knock any of them. They've all got a good hope today. So hope to go. I want them to get up and keep everyone happy.
And nice to see you've got Sammy Clanton on. You must get a lot of satisfaction, like all of us, out of seeing her come back after what she went through.
I think she's amazing. I've watched her for a while, and I've seen that fall she had. Tragic, I think, and to come back from that was just fantastic to see. She's certainly a talent, and I've been watching her closely lately, and I think she rides extremely well, and there's no doubt, well, she's getting the opportunities now through Chris Lee's stable, but a lot of other people are putting her on as well, so they're all seeing what we're seeing, and Paul and I are only too pleased to give an opportunity today.
Terrific. Good luck today, Peter. Good to catch up. And we'll come back and go to that inbox and find out those other ones you might take to Melbourne in a week or so.
We'll do it, Sean. We'll do it, buddy.